Women rule the internet, at least according to Aileen Lee, a partner at the venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers. Believe it or not, women have more friends on Facebook than men, buy more Groupons than men, and even play more games on Zynga. Lee says that is proof tech startups need to focus on the influential female market if they want to build a successful company. Aileen sat down with me in a rare on-camera interview to explain why.
I had this thesis about women being the power users of the internet, and I knew anecdotally that casual gamers were primarily women. And obviously, if you look at some of the companies that I've had the chance to work with, like Rent the Runway or One Kings Lane or Plum District, it's mostly women. But basically, just spending a bunch of hours doing the research and finding that it's also true on Facebook, it's also true on Twitter, it's also true on sites where you may not have guessed that it was not 50-50, but that women really are the power users, and they're also the power sharers. So that women retweet more, or they post more pictures, or they're more likely to comment on someone else's post. So that if you really want to get your viral loop going, making sure that you have enough women using your service.
Given this information, why aren't more tech companies or startups run by women?
I think there are more than ever where women are founders or co-founders or have leadership positions. I mean, we still have lots more work to do. But these things do take time, right? Where there's a feeder pool of women that ideally more women need to graduate from undergraduate technical degrees, because that's going to feed the pool of product managers and engineers and other people who are going to help build great products, and also in design and in UI. So, I mean, women are 57% of undergraduate degrees are earned by women, but only something like 18% of engineering degrees are earned by women. So, you know, one of the things I think we can do is, if you know a teenager or if you know someone in middle school, I think it's a great thing to encourage more young women, expose them to how many amazing career opportunities they have.
You guys place a lot of, you place CEOs at various portfolio companies and people in other positions. From your perspective, how important is it to have
and when they actually try that,
yeah. セイコーは盲導犬の代わりとなる四脚車輪型ロボットを開発し、2011国際ロボット展でデモンストレーションを公開しました。
足の先にですね、車輪が備えてまして、基本的に平地では車輪を使って移動することができます。それで車輪で移動できないようなですね、階段のようなところでは足を使って移動するということができるロボットになります。その盲導犬というのは育てるのにもちょっと時間がかかったりとか、あと実際働いている盲導犬も10人で働くとまたその引退してしまうというのがあって、なかなかすぐ増やすことができないという点とか、あとちょっと動物が苦手という方もいらっしゃっていて、盲導犬に近いようなことができるロボットができれば使っていただけるのではないかと思ってやってます。
先導するための人とのインターフェースには角度や長さが稼働するグリップを採用し、下り階段でも使用者の視線を安定させたガイダンス動作を可能としています。
人の指示通りにまずは動いてくれるっていうのを出せまして、グリップの先にですね、力を取得するセンサーがついてまして、人の指示通りにまっすぐ力を押せばまっすぐ進んでくれたり、見えるような力を加えれば曲がってくれたりと直感的に操作できる。
距離画像センサーを使った独自処理を行います。距離画像センサーに含まれた情報を3次元空間における形状、位置、視線